What is the International Coach Academy coaching model? Coaching models support the client, the coach, and the coaching process to create this change with awareness. Now, there are many coaching models and many different types of coaches. There is no single model of coaching that fits everybody in every situation. Although there are some documented and published coaching models, many people build their own model. At its most simple, a coaching model is an expression of the values, philosophies, and beliefs around coaching. It is a framework to base your coaching process on. It's very important to realize that when you use a coaching model created by someone else, you are then applying his or her beliefs and values, which is fine. Here at IC, one of our assessments is that all coaches, all of our graduates, must create their own coaching model. But for the sake of our audio today, we're going to look more into depth into the ICA coaching model. Hello, everyone. This is Nick Bosk here for your Coaching 101 Minute, our weekly recap of Coaching 101 classes here at International Coach Academy. Now, this past week, we got into a discussion in one of our classes about coaching models, and specifically, what is the International Coach Academy coaching model? Here at ICA, we have developed a coaching model and a process for a series of coaching sessions. Now, by sharing this model with you, our aim is to help you to get started as a coach. Over time, as your skills and knowledge grow, you may want to alter this model to take into consideration your own unique skills and interests, as well as the target marks you wish to work with. The ICA model uses a sound wave as its central metaphor, because coaching is not a linear process. Rather, it is a changing process that comes in waves. The model is built around the belief that self-directed change only occurs through self-awareness. So it begins with the current situation. In the coaching process, a client presents each week with a situation that they want to coach on. Throughout the situation, they are discovering a coach is listening powerfully to their story to determine the right questions to ask on the path of self-discovery for the client. It is critical at this point in the coaching process that a client feels completely safe in the trusting space. Next are beliefs and values. Beliefs and values are central to coaching. The ICA model of coaching seeks to align a client's actions and reality with their beliefs and values. In the moment of awakening or reframing a perspective where the client feels the impact of this moment, they will be able to see the values and beliefs they have that are underpinning the situation. It is at this point that a client can decide whether these beliefs continue to support them or not. This is a critical part of the coaching process, as this is where the deep self-awareness occurs, building a strong foundation for consciousness and self-awareness. Next, we have goals and vision. Some clients come already armed with their goal or vision, and some don't. In any case, all clients have a desire to achieve a change or something to learn. Next, we have questions and reframing. Powerful questions are central to the coaching process. It is via the coach's questions and the client's self-questioning that deeper self-awareness can be achieved. Often reframing is required to move a client from disempowering perspectives to an empowering perspective. Now we have action. Taking action is the final, important part of the coaching process, and the coach spends a significant percentage of their time supporting their clients taking action. The more consistent and bold the action, the faster a client will move forward with their desired outcome. And finally, we have self-awareness. The key to change is self-awareness. It is the process of being able to see ourselves. It is about becoming aware of our actions, behaviors, or thoughts and feelings. It is about understanding why we are feeling a particular way and what belief is attached to that feeling. Knowing who we are is critical to understanding our strengths and our values. When a moment of uncertainty occurs, knowing your strengths and values means that you can trust this to support you to move through your uncertainty as your values and strengths remain consistent. Now, once again, just know that this is just a beginning step to establishing your own uniqueness as a coach. Other questions that were asked in our Coaching 101 class this week included, how many clients does the average coach take on? How long does the average student take to graduate from International Coach Academy? How can I combine training with coaching? Come along to an upcoming Coaching 101 class and learn more about coaching in general, as well as specific questions here at ICA. This has been Nick Bosk for your Coaching 101 Minute.